Hello, good evening. This is Daniel. This is DBAP, Daniel Bertansson podcast. Very welcome, episode 85 to the podcast where we talk about what happened yesterday or previously. What happened before, what happened now, and what will happen tomorrow. And you are very welcome, as always. Yeah, and that was a new jingle from my friend Marcus Antonsson. So what's going on today? Working day. Was doing a little bit of stuff after that. I went to throw out the trash. I had two bags of trash with me, one organic and one normal. And then I read some emails, and it's about the stand-up comedy show tomorrow, which is on Scandic Hotel. Rubinen, maybe. They always have some names like that. The Rubin, Rub. It's an English show, and the host, I have a friend from Japan who is doing a comedy, who has been performing with this guy. And then there is, I'm just going to do my thing, but it's a little bit intimidating when it's a big venue like that, and it costs a lot to see this show. And I did send them my clips, YouTube clips, on so they know what they are getting themselves into. But yeah, I'm just going to go there and do my thing, see how it goes. It doesn't really matter. And then they gave me 7 to 8 minutes to do the show, but I don't have 7 to 8 minutes material right now. So I'm going to do shorter. Maybe it's actually only 4 minutes. It doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you a little bit how it went tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but next time you will hear how it went. I will also on this weekend go to a fish store to show how that is, and then go to an ice cream shop, and then go on to look at a bicycle, because my son turns 8 years old in February, and he doesn't want a bicycle. He's not. He just wants what his sister wants, but I will buy him a bicycle. And then the plan is that when it gets a little bit warmer outside, we can go out and do some cycling along the sea on the weekends. Otherwise, it's a very nice... No, it's not nice weather. It's raining right now. It's okay. I'm inside and I have roof over my head, which we all should be happy for. I mean, if we have... Yeah, and I got a listener's letter from Canada, north of Canada. It's like Halifax or something like that. It's from Jonas, my cousin. He lives there now, and he has... I'm so happy that he lives in Canada. I think it takes a lot of courage and... special mindset to do something like that, but it lives up there out in northeast. Yeah, he asked me, because he was living abroad for many years in Spain and UK and now Canada. He's asking how I feel being back in Sweden. And first I felt I don't feel anything different, but then I was, yeah, it's of course a big difference coming back to Sweden again after many years abroad. You kind of don't know the latest references on pop idols and who is married to who and so on. But that's just small things. But I don't feel so. Maybe it's because Malmö is a mixed up city of all sorts of people. So I don't feel anything at all. Or maybe usually in my life I'm very slow to react to change in general. So it takes a year for me to actually realize how I feel about any change. And sometimes I feel I have 2 kids and I still don't know really. I haven't got used to that thought of being dead. So that's my answer on that. But then also this thing, being a dad, I think a lot. I often compare myself to other dads on a daily basis when I get get the kids. Then there's some dads standing out there waiting, and we can nod a little bit to each other there, saying hello, recognizing each other. But otherwise, that I always think, I wonder what they are. And they are probably younger than I am, but I feel that they are older than I am. It's a little bit of the dad thing. A dad is someone who is older than I am, have a car, and do stuff. You know, on Saturday they have a routine, get together with the boys, and they'll watch some football game, or they go out to having a beer at a bar. They're standing there with, you know, a little bit on, a couple of extra kilos on the stomach, and they're drinking beers, and they talk one kind of elbow on the bar counter there, and another one hand is a big jug of beer that they hold in, always kind of half full, and talking, laughing out loud. Yeah, they have jeans, belt that has been used for many years. Yeah, tucked in shirt, yeah, checkered, a little bit thick material now in the winter, and a little bit of some sort of hair product actually in the hair, not wax, but the gel that make the hair stiff. They stand there laughing. Beard they have, not stubbles or clean shave, never clean shaved. It's always a little bit round the mouth. What's it called? What's that called? Not goatee, something like that. And they are, yeah, they had cut their hair, but like a week ago or something like that. Leather shoes. And they stand there talking to each other. That's what they do. And on weekends, it's in front of the Gamble TV program. They sit there and Winston Churchill. Now they watch some football game there. Championship. And they have, yeah, they have these systems also where they bet money on. So they have different, yeah, systems. And they always feel kind of happy that they have this kind of community. Then they get together, but they would never kind of talk about that they are happy that they have a little bit of community like that. Sometimes people outside this kind of gambling community there, they say, yeah, me and the guys, or me and my friends, we always have this system in place on weekends when we do. And one day we're gonna bring in the big money, and then I'm not gonna come by here anymore. And they sit and joke like that. And that's like a dad for me. And I am not really like that. But I can't really find a dad like I am. Maybe now, but talking about it, maybe that's a thing. A dad like I am. Or maybe, yeah, no, that I have not seen. Because I'm sitting here now recording this. You can maybe hear the kids in the background there. Shouldn't I be there? No, I should be here in my room. It's not even my room. I should be here in front of the microphone talking in my podcast. That's what I should do. And this is also something we should think about when we think about ourselves and compare ourselves to other people. And comparing ourselves to other people, I read this book, is not good, but obviously it's not good. But comparing to yourself, that's good. So who were you a year ago? Who are you today? Who do you want to be? Eller, if this lifestyle continue, who will you be in 2 years? That is exciting to think, I think. In my case, good development. I'm eating healthy. I am exercising, and I am spending time on recording podcasts, and sometimes go out, try this thing, stand-up comedy. So mixed emotions about stand-up comedy. It's like you have learned to do a little bit of something, and then you kind of feel it's a waste. It's like you can speak, you have learned a new language. You can speak Hungarian. Yeah, you spent a lot of time to learn Hungarian. No need for that whatsoever in your life. Doesn't really give you so much. You can think about, yeah, I learned Hungarian. But then you see a Hungarian person across the street. You feel you have to talk to this person. You have to go up there and say, yeah, hello, in Hungarian, can I help you find reasons for going up to the Hungarian person to start talking, because you so much want to talk Hungarian. And then Hungarian turns around and says, what did you say in English? And you say again in Hungarian. Hungarian looks back and said, ah, okay, ah, good. That is a little bit how my relationship with stand-up comedy, that now I have done that, spent so much time on it in Japan, traveling around over 100 gigs, spent a lot of money, time on it, and now opportunity comes up, then I feel I need to go there. Very strange. But I think it's good. That's maybe one of the big reasons is also that it's important to do something that is so out of character that people, you would almost don't expect it from yourself. That's why I do it. And thank you again for this week's episode. And I think, take care of yourself now. Do something fun. And if you speak Hungarian, go and talk Hungarian how much you want. Nobody cares about that. I mean, who cares? If you talk 10 to 10 Hungarians, 3 might be happy. And then you have made 3 Hungarians happy. I think that's good. That's my rule. Talk Hungarian if you can. And take care. Bye-bye.